Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Woohoo! I'm going to wear my flip-flops to work. Governor Hochul already sounding the horn, putting all the utilities on notice and reassuring New Yorkers, we got your back.
During heat waves, people have to crank up those air conditioners, and it puts incredible stress on our electricity system. The Department of Health is in direct communication with utility companies to minimize the risk of brownouts, power outages. More than 5,500 utility workers are on standby across the state, ready to restore power should outages occur.
Now, family, they're not saying we're definitely going to be off the power grid. I mean, this is early yet, but it's a heads up that if things do get a little crazy, well, you know. Speaking of which, the hardware stores might be going crazy soon, trying to keep air conditioners and box fans on the shelf, because folks are already looking for ways to beat the heat. Mary Lynn Buckley did a little spot check for us, and she joins us live now from Flatlands, Brooklyn, with the latest. MLB, what's the word?
Larry, the word is it's hot out here, and people think the worst thing that could happen is if your AC doesn't work on a day like today and the days that are coming. So I went into Brooklyn's Best Locksmith and Hardware, and they said people started buying fans and air conditioners 3 weeks ago when we first saw that little spot of hot weather. But the last 2 days, they say it's been very busy with sales of people buying not only ACs and fans, but also batteries and even flashlights. Who knows if there could be a blackout or not this summer coming. They want to be prepared. So they figured better off stocking up now. It'll never hurt to have an extra fan in the house if the one that you have is a little dusty and stops working. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Flatlands.
Who told you to describe my box fan? Anyway, again, all of this in preparation for the start of what could be a pretty hot spell where temps could soar above 100 real feel. Keep it locked to 1010 Winds for all your weather updates. A total of 7 teenagers now under indictment for alleged attempted murder and gang assault after two other teens were attacked in Casino Park. Prosecutors say the boys lured the victims into the woods and beat them near half to death with a metal baseball bat. Queens DA Melinda Katz says, what in the world got into these kids? She calls it savage.
That metal bat had spikes on it. The sweater and the shoes of the victim were removed. The head was shaven. At one point, the victim's head was shaven by battery-operated hair clippers.
Lord, in addition to attempted murder and gang assault, the teens also charged with robbery and other crimes. This happened May 2nd. They say one of the victims was choked into unconsciousness. Also today, police in Queens investigating a stabbing which happened this morning at a house on 32nd Street and Northern Boulevard in East Elmhurst. Went over there and found a 30-year-old woman with a stab wound to the back. She's in stable condition now at Elmhurst Hospital. As for the whodunit, they're looking for a male in his 30s who was last seen wearing a green shirt. Of course, that doesn't offer much since he's probably not wearing that now. But they're hoping somebody noticed something around that time. Again, near 32nd and Northern Boulevard, if it jogs your memory, to help them catch up with this guy. No motive for that stabbing, by the way. City Controller Brad Lander says he's not letting up. He's keeping the heat on ice, showing up at ICE headquarters today again to escort migrants who show up for court. Last time he did that, you know, he was taken into custody by federal agents during a hearing, but he says he's undeterred, saying these folks deserve some kind of representation.
Brad Lander says people need to, quote, gum up the works of what he calls the federal government's deportation machine.
A deeply traumatic, evil place upstairs. It is not justice.
He saw a family separated, a husband and pregnant wife from Ecuador who had the same exact circumstances and who he thought would be grouped together for whatever ruling that came down. But when the time came, he was ripped away.
Families who did everything the right way, who checked in when they crossed the border, who showed up for their hearing dates, are still being denied due process.
He doesn't know if he would take the same actions again that got him arrested Tuesday, but he says there is a movement of nonviolent resistance. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Federal Plaza.
Heads up, everybody. The DOT begins work early next week to resurface the FDR north of 96 up to 125th Street. They'll be doing this pretty much all summer long, so that means traffic will be down to one lane during the overnight, so they're telling people to avoid the roadway as much as you can. Somebody says, so what are we supposed to do, swim along the Hudson up to Harlem at night? Anyway, the work will take place between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. They're hoping to have it all done by the time we get to August, weather permitting. Well, this is pretty cool. New York schools just opened a new learning farm in Bergen Beach. It's an outdoor classroom which offers hands-on learning in sustainability, environmental science, and nutrition. Check this out.
An abandoned two-acre lot has been transformed. Nina Kubota heads the city school's construction authority.
It became really a community dumping ground, so to revive it to this, couldn't ask for more.
Right in the backyard of PS 312 and IS 78, the students were very impressed.
The garden is actually very nice. If I could live here, it would be actually nice.
So me and my friend Mac, we came here for the groundbreaking, and it was like really nothing here, but it came a long way.
With a greenhouse, rows of vegetables and fruits and flowers, and an outdoor kitchen where students can learn to cook what they harvest. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Old school, that kind of reminds you of the home ec classes and the ag classes they used to offer us back in the day. You know, it's pretty cool. Well, family, something turned up down at the theater which gave us all the heebie-jeebies and made me think twice about ever going into the ocean again. And I grew up on Daytona Beach, so that made it really, really scary. Oh. And every year about this time, we are reminded about the legend of Jaws. They're re-releasing the movie on its 50-year anniversary in theaters all over the country today, and the Yankees getting in on it. How about some special Jaws-inspired merch, including a milkshake and commemorative Jaws-Yankees souvenir soft drink cup? They're doing it at the game tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday versus Baltimore. You have to go up to Section 112, 125, or Section 324. By the way, the Jaws milkshake is made of vanilla ice cream and raspberry sauce, topped with whipped cream, blue gummy sharks, and lifesavers. And like me, you're probably trying to figure out, what in the world does Jaws have to do with the Yankees? What's the connection? Nothing. They just wanted to get in on the fun. Though our editor Kyle says, you're gonna need a bigger cup for the shake, I guess. See, that's why we don't let Kyle out too much. The Weekend Warriors are out in force this weekend on Long Island. They got a big triathlon taking place this Sunday. Sophia Hall has a little preview for us. And a message from your doctor. Don't overdo it.
The triathlon is back in the town of North Hempstead. Supervisor Jennifer DeSena says Sunday morning there will be first responders available if anyone needs help because of the heat.
Our race starts at 6:30 a.m., so I'm not that concerned. I think that it won't be that hot yet.
Northwell Health Dr. Russell Cammy says the swim, everyone should be fine in the hot weather. The running and biking is more challenging for some.
I mean, if this is their first triathlon and they haven't had medical evaluation, it's going to be a very hot day, so they should definitely consider that. Anyone who's a little bit older or a little bit inexperienced may want to consider it.
The triathlon has not happened in the town for 7 years. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Port Washington, Long Island.
Translation, brothers, before you get out there, go and do a sit-up, you know, or two. No athletic socks with your Stacey Adams shoes either. Go get you some good shoes, dare I say Eric Comfort shoes. Little freebie product placement there. With this being the first official day of summer solstice, the yogis are back in Times Square.
Sometimes the city that never sleeps needs to be grounded. There are blocks and blocks of yogis with pink yoga mats here with one common goal.
Stretching things you didn't know could be stretched.
Aditi Shah taught an early class, and she says the point of today is to put life on pause for just 1 hour.
The alchemy of yoga is really in understanding that life is happening from the inside out. Knowing that you're more than the stories that you've been told about who you are and what you should want.
Flexible or not, beginner or pro, yoga is about showing up for yourself. Only this time, you're in the middle of Times Square. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Red Stairs.
Mm-mm, I don't see myself sitting out there on the sidewalk in the sun, putting my big toe in my left ear. Mm-mm, y'all can keep that. Anyway, they've been doing this for 20 years running. In Queens, who sprays a mom and her baby with pepper spray on a train? Police are looking for the meanie who did it on a southbound M just after 11 today. Yeah, a lady says some nut blasted her and her 11-month-old in the face with an unknown substance. They were both taking to Mount Sinai. Expected to be okay. It happened near 44th and 21st Street in Long Island City. No idea what prompted the attack, but so far there have been no arrests. And it's not even that hot yet, but the summertime crime, which sometimes accompanies warmer temperatures, already raising its ugly head. Police just put out a new video of the two men wanted for that violent home invasion in Queens the other day. Kicked in the front door to a house on Sanford Avenue in Flushing, and then punched and choked a poor lady, a 70-year-old woman, and her 65-year-old husband. The men made off with about $750. The couple suffered pain and bruising on their necks and heads. They didn't want to be treated on the scene, though. The video of these two guys are on our website. If you recognize them, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. They're trying to get these guys off the street quicker than right now. Police on Long Island searching for the suspect who opened fire at a Long Island housing complex yesterday. This happened at the Hawthorne Living Apartments in Central Islip. Cops say some kind of dispute broke out between two groups of people near the pool, which then turned physical. One person fired off several shots, hitting a 16-year-old that was involved in the altercation and a 25-year-old female bystander. Both victims rushed to area hospitals in serious condition. No word yet on any arrests in that situation either. It's a side effect of the immigration crackdowns. A Long Island charity deciding to cancel, yes, cancel its annual fundraiser out of fears that ICE might show up.
Charity organizer Nitza Franco says many people in the Brentwood area are scared to leave their homes, to go shopping, and to go to any event because of fears of ICE raids. That's why her organization, the Committee of Latin American Ladies, made the difficult decision to cancel its annual big fundraiser in July.
The majority voted that it was an easier decision to cancel the event. I mean, it's heartbreaking because we already had our two recipients.
The organization gives monetary donations to help children and women battling cancer.
And that usually helps them with like their medical bills, food shopping.
Another organization in the area also decided to cancel its event. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Let that man go. A federal judge has ordered the release of detained Columbia graduate Mahmoud Khalil, who's been behind bars at an immigration center down in Louisiana for months now. Attorneys for Khalil appeared remotely today before a New Jersey court, arguing for his release on bail or at least have him transferred to a detention center closer to his wife and newborn. The Trump administration has argued that Khalil's presence, his presence in this country, threatens U.S. foreign policy, citing his participation in pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia. And also alleged he lied on his permanent residency application. A former assistant to Sean Diddy Combs is on the stand today in the music mogul's sex trafficking and racketeering trial.
Brendan Paul described the drug purchases he made for Sean Diddy Combs. Two preferred brands, King Louis and Sunset Sherbet Marijuana. Combs had Paul try 2C, the pink powder drug, to see if it was all right. It all came crashing down for Paul when he was arrested for drug possession as he was set to travel with Combs to the Bahamas, the same day Combs' mansions were raided by the feds. But during cross-examination, Paul said he never saw Combs' then-girlfriend Jane seem unwilling to participate in their marathon sex sessions, which they called King Nights. And the witness said he understood these to be personal events unrelated to business. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
An upscale Korean spot in Manhattan was just named one of the world's 50 best restaurants, marking the only restaurant in the U.S. to make that list. How about that? Atomics, this is in Kips Bay, snagged the number 6 spot by the 50 Best organization. The restaurant, run by a husband and wife duo, and has earned 2 Michelin stars, plus a recent James Beard Award for outstanding hospitality. Yeah, they held a big ceremony in Turin, Italy last night, handing out the awards, with the top prize going to Meidu in Lima, Peru. It's followed by eateries in Spain's Basque region and one in Mexico City, rounding out the top 3. The entire list can be seen at theworlds50best.com. Kudos. Kudos, everybody. Kudos.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.